This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
The West Rand thrust into the headlines once again, sadly for the wrong reasons, and that's following that horrific attack on a group of women who were reported to be a part of a film crew that was filming out on the West Rand there. As a result of it, but actually it was just the very latest, and as we have since heard from community members that we've spoken to on the show, that this is but the latest in a series of violent crimes that are being committed by so-called Zama Zamas, who in the main are said to be people from Lesotho, or illegal immigrants from Lesotho working on these illegal mines as well. Well, in Mogale City, now the municipality, at least where this all happened, residents say police have let them down by failing to clamp down on illegal activities. This is following this recent attack as well now. And a flyer was sent out on Monday under the banner Mogale residents called on the community to observe August. Basically, they're being called upon now to, well, I think it was actually calling for a shutdown. But let's get details about what is envisaged here. Xolani Dlamini is on the line. He's the Mogale City shutdown organizer. Good morning to you and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. How are you, man, Titi?
Yeah, I'm very well, man. Listen, I think all of us, can have a sense of appreciation about the frustrations that you as a community are looking to express here. But talk to us about what it is that you need to highlight. I'm particularly interested in what the role of the police or lack of action from a police here has been. What has been your experience with the police in trying to, you know, deal with this kind of criminality that you guys, the attacks that you're permanently under by all accounts?
Yes, Titi, thanks, man, and thanks to the power of viewers. I think when it comes to the issue of the police, the subs, we are really sitting with a very big problem, a problem that emanates from lack of reaction from their side, which has led the situation to deteriorate to where it is now. But be that as it may, yes, we will point at the police because of law enforcement. Yeah. But at the same length and breadth, we need not to neglect the Department of Energy Affairs, which we are in this particular type of illegal mining because of their non-responsive, actions as well. They need to also take the blame. Remember when these mines were abandoned, there was a process that said, how then do we work out a process where these mines will be rehabilitated? And that is a department that needed to deal with it, but it failed to do its work. And at the same time now, it opened up for criminality to come in, which is where we are now. And unfortunate for us as residents of Mogale, this thing didn't start now. It's got a very long history. But we kept on being, Kagiso means peace. We kept on saying we are peaceful people. We are peaceful people. But it had come to a point where we are saying enough is enough.
And when you say a long time, Kulani, what do you mean? I mean, I think, especially, I must confess, this phenomenon in Russia, I only just recently learned of it with this increasing number of attacks. But when you say it's been going on for a long time, just tell us what you are referring to.
When you say long time, meaning illegal mining, and illegal mining, I know people are putting it into a context of saying Basotho. It's not only Basotho, because we don't want also to give people wrong information, because we need to equip people with the right information so that tomorrow we don't sound like as if we are taking up like Basotho. It's not only Basotho. I mean, there are Zimbabweans who are there. There are Namibians who were caught up. There were Mozambicans. So it's all illegal, immigrants that are underground and above that have been working for years, working in those mines. And when one questions, you will get threatened. And some people, when they questioned, unfortunately, people were killed there. We found bodies in those shafts last year and previous years. And unidentified bodies were found there. So then with the hands, we are saying, this has been happening for quite some time. Unfortunately, you know, some of these things don't come to the fore immediately. Police must work. But now the numbers keep on increasing.
Right. And just
rapidly.
And from your point of view, the lack of action from the police, is it the fact that the police are outnumbered? Is it a case of their lack of capacity? Or do you believe there's something deeper and more sinister, like the police actually being complicit in this criminality where, you know, maybe we're dealing with corrupt cops here?
Let's put it like bluntly. There are good cops, there are bad cops. Same applies to any other citizen.
Mm.
So in this particular case, we are not going to say all of them are like that.
Mm.
There are bad elements within the system, and some do admit knowing that some of their colleagues are bad elements. I mean, if you stay in our area at night when you're driving in a road called New Road, you pass the cemetery, you'll see a van of the police standing there at night. You say to yourself, maybe they are guarding or something.
Mm.
People that know better, they will tell you that's where the exchanges are happening. So unfortunate for us, we cannot have physical evidence. It's, you know, things that we hear out there. But we are saying, because of the fact that these things are keep on, you know, the numbers are increasing day in, day out,
mm-hmm.
we are saying there are good ones and there are bad ones.
Okay.
We are not going to run away from the fact that there are bad ones. They are there that are dealing with this particular thing, dealing with this particular people.
Okay.
So finally, we cannot exonerate them.
All right. Just finally then, what is it that, what kind of, just tell us about what you envisage now through the Mogale City shutdown.
Basically, tomorrow morning, people will be gathering at Sonab Garage at 5 a.m. in the morning. But prior to that, different teams will be closing all the entrances to the in and out of the community. No one will be going to work. No one will be going to school. We are shutting down everything with a view that we are going to go to the sites where these people are residing and go to sites where they are digging. We are asking our people to say, give, you know, assist us with TLPs and all these type of things. We want to go and close those shops so that we cut this type of a thing happening. Because we are fathers, you know, we are mothers, we've got children. We must protect these people at all costs. We can't fold our arms and say, you know, all is good, all is well. That will never happen, unfortunately.
Olani Dlamini, Mogale City shutdown organizer, as you heard there. Thank you very much for coming on.
No, thanks, City, for the opportunity.
There you go. We'll have to wait and see what happens there tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.